Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show where we say the damage has been done. I'll go first. So, I told you guys yesterday that I had a big problem with ESPN.
Yes.
Because ESPN was doing they're doing this bit on, I think, social media. I don't know if it's also on their television shows, because I don't even know what NBA shows they do. I feel like all I see is NFL. But they did a bit that's 30 teams in 30 days. And I took umbrage yesterday because they decided that they were going to make the Heat Day about LeBron. And I got to tell you, dude, no disrespect to LeBron James. We've had our past. We're good now. But I think LeBron gets enough coverage. Now, I understand the Heat aren't the sexiest team in the world, right? But does Heat Day need to be kicked off with, does LeBron James deserve to get his jersey retired in Miami?
You're still good.
Well, let me explain. What? There's a reason I have another.
All right.
Well, I don't know if somebody heard my rant yesterday or is just messing with me.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, I fire up the old Instagram, Leroy. And on their page, the next thing that they post is a quote from Tyler Hero that says, LeBron James is the best Heat player of all time. And whose video did they use? But old Tom's video. And these mother bleepers decided to tag me on the video.
Glorious.
And I'm going to tell you something right now, ESPN. This means war. Okay? I am not to be messed with. Okay? I am not going to take this sitting down. Well, I am sitting down right now. But I am not taking this lightly. Because what you did to me was a sports act of war. And what you did yesterday on Heat Day was nothing but LeBron. We know! He was awesome on the Heat. All right?
Did they mention Jordan with the Wizards?
I don't know. I don't know what anybody else did.
But by the way,
if you're going to go nostalgic, not one D-Wade post. Not one. It was all Big 3 stuff. And then finally they gave us one Nikola Jovic post. So I put on the comments. And I say, hey, how about some Ware and Yuccachonis highlights on ya bums and not my 5-year-old video? Nobody responded. But I let him know how I felt.
You think Mr. Jeter's sitting in his office going, hey, Mr. Jeter, do I respond?
I don't know. But I'm not happy about it. And this means war. Damage is done, ESPN.
Damage is done.
I feel like now it's your turn to, like, tag them.
With what? Yuccachonis highlights?
Or this itself.
Well, obviously they heard it. Because why would they go and tag that video out of any other video that you could tag about LeBron? How many videos about LeBron James are there? A gazillion? And they decide to take a shot across the... Oh, Tobin doesn't like the LeBron Heat coverage? How about the time that he posted a video about Tyler Hero talking about LeBron James?
Maybe they were just trying to get some footage.
Can I just tell you what this is?
What?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
As my friend,
mm-hmm.
as my good friend,
yeah,
sounds like 1 in 5 talking.
No. Why does that have to do with anything? You and Vlad are both doing that.
He's talking about respect.
You know what? You know why I take umbrage with that?
Umbrage. Spell it.
You know why I take umbrage with that? It disrespects my regard of petty. You think I can't lash out on separate occasions?
Sure you can. You sure can.
Has nothing to do with the Dolphins record.
No, but I'm saying...
If the Dolphins were 6-0, this would annoy me.
You're...
100%?
Not as much.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
What damage has done for you?
I mean, my damage is done, just happened.
I knew this was going to be. I knew this was a thing.
So I go downstairs to pick up our delicious empanadas, get the bag, and you know, I'm pretty good with.
It felt light.
I'm with Uber weight, right? So I know what 12 empanadas feel like versus a couple. I lift the bag. I'm walking up the stairs. And I'm like, wow, how did they jam all these empanadas into this one little bag?
Oh, no.
Like, I look down. It says Michelle.
Mm.
So.
That's not you.
Here's the problem. You can't get a hold of Uber driver. It goes through Central Uber. So I'm waiting.
You know what it's called?
What?
Central Uber.
Yeah. So like finally I get a call casting. Back and I'm like, hey, my name's not Michelle and she doesn't really speak English.
Mm.
So she comes back. Now, me and Tobin had a conversation. He was spot on. Certified possum holder.
And, she was?
And she could put the jaws of life on that motorcycle. Right?
Oh, man.
And so she smiled and said, excuse me, because that's only word she knew.
That's just polite.
She didn't know sorry. And so I was like, okay, no problem, because I hadn't even opened the bag. Mm-hmm. So we just
switcheroo.
So you got Leroy.
But my damage is done was that. Like,
damage is done.
I don't know
friend.
How we reacted if she wasn't a CPH. Listen, I'm telling you what.
Here I thought that you went all the way to Half Moon like this. That's why you weren't here last Sunday.
No, I was looking feverishly for that motorcycle to come by.
And then yeah. You looked at her feverishly too.
No, I didn't. Hmm. No, it wasn't that I looked. We just had a conversation beforehand, so I had to check.
That's not exactly how the conversation went.
No,
you barely had one.
No. First of all,
don't
apologize.
Why?
Because it was not me.
You took Lupe downstairs.
No. Mm. No.
Hey, don't snitch to her.
Wait.
He was the one with the comments.
Hey, what are you, the quarterback of the Dolphins?
No, I'm just saying.
Downstairs too?
No, he wasn't down there. These were pre-Uber.
It was a scouting report.
Scouting report.
Wait, because you saw her picture or something?
No.
Nah,
he's not.
Nothing. You're just guessing.
He was guessing.
So
I had to look.
Mm-hmm. It's not important. How about what damage is done for you?
What the heck? Okay. My damage is done goes to myself this weekend. Let me finish.
Wow, jeez.
I was going to help you out with one.
Nope, because I already know where your head is going.
All right.
And it's nothing compared to that. My damage is done goes to me following instructions on a popcorn bag. Okay, guys? Never do it.
Like Insta-popcorn?
Yeah.
Jiffy Pop? Like, what are we talking here?
I don't know the name of it. I opened the bag. I put it in the microwave to the set time that it gave me. And I'm talking to my friend in front of the microwave, and I notice there's smoke coming out of the microwave.
Uh-oh.
And it barely even finished the time. Like, the microwave wasn't even beeping yet, and I see smoke coming out of my microwave. That popcorn was not edible whatsoever. It turned black. It was gross. And my house, till this very day, still smells like popcorn. So the damage is done to me and the bag instructions.
All right.
Oh, so you're not giving yourself a damage is done.
I gave
you're
two.
Blaming
I gave
the-
two. I followed the instructions, and then I almost burned down the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two.
Dan Day, what damage is done for you?
The Miami Heat are 0-5 in the preseason. They have one more preseason game Friday, 8 o'clock against the Grizzlies. It's going to be on our sister station, 560 WQAM. Last night, Bam Adebayo had a knee contusion or a knee bump. The damage is done. Sit him out until the first game of the season against the Orlando Magic on the 22nd. There's no need for Bam Adebayo to go out there in a meaningless preseason game. And even if you do win the game, preseason sucked anyway, so the damage is done.
The damage is done, my friend.
It has not been a fun preseason. There's nothing I can say that is a counter to that.
And if I may,
What's frustrating, not saying this is how this is going to play out, you're seeing the same problems they had last year.
I can't say that they've solved any problems from last year.
Okay, So that's worrisome. That's a little.
But it's the preseason, baby. You know, let's give it a say.
Preseason only counts.
Now they're going to start the schedule. The schedule starts very.
Can I say preseason only matters?
Yeah.
Or preseason doesn't matter when you're 0-5.
So this would have been different to you if they would have won in overtime yesterday. Your feelings would be different.
Your feelings would have been different.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, so you think everything's going to be okay?
I'm not worried yet. I haven't had.
When you end a season a certain way and you start a new season with the same issues,
yeah.
You think you have nothing to worry about?
No Jovic yesterday, dude.
Again, I'm asked you a basic question.
Okay.
If you end last season with 37 wins and bounced out quicker than Jay Fig's popcorn, right? And you start the season looking the same way. That doesn't bother you?
Some things are going well. Jaime Jaquez looks really good. Kalel's had a good preseason.
Jaime Jaquez is going to play 3 minutes a game.
I don't know. He's looking pretty good. I think he's found it back. I think he's gotten his juice back.
Somebody going to be sitting in those UD seats. And the way it's going is
I don't think it's
going
to be him.
Keyshawn and Keyshawn Precious. For
sure. You might be, I think you've nailed those two.
Right.
Jaime's looking good.
And Joe Dirt is going to be a Sioux Falls.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. I don't know,
dude. He might not make Sioux Falls?
I don't even think he's on a Sioux Falls contract. I think he got a tryout contract.
I mean,
but he might. I don't know. He looks like Sioux Falls. Look, can they shoot a lick? No.
Okay, the same problems as last year. Yeah. And you're sitting there saying, no, it's going to be better.
Same but different.
If it's not better, shame on you for just assuming it was going to be better.
I didn't.
Shouldn't you be able to see some of it?
You don't have Jovic. He's the best player on the team.
He better, like, he need to be making threes like Larry Bird, according to you.
I'm telling you, like, just. He's the thing that's going to make it all unlock, okay? He's the skeleton key.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm not worried yet.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
let's just put it on paper as saying, if I see the same problems that I saw when the 37-45 team ended, and it seems like you picked up where you left off, I'm not seeing anything that would lead me to believe that you improved other than no more Jimmy and no more drama.
No drama.
But no talent.
I mean, don't say no talent.
Who's going to make threes?
Wiggins didn't have a shot going yesterday.
Okay.
All right. You know, okay. tough day at the office from the 3-point.
For five games?
No, he had a good first game. You know? That's what I'm saying. Like, they haven't really played together. You know what I'm saying, dude?
You're searching right now.
I'm not searching.
Yes, you are.
I'm not searching. Can I?
What you fishing for?
Preseason doesn't really start to the red, white, and pink scrimmage anyway. Okay? So can we?
Going?
I'm on the broadcast tomorrow.
Oh, my God. So you're going to just.
What? 6 o'clock, by the way.
Is that Kaseya?
It is a Kaseya, yes.
All the way down? Oh,
okay. Yeah, it is a Kaseya. And then, by the way, if you guys want to believe, tickets $10, benefits Baptist Health. Great cause.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I just say, you are.
What?
Wow.
What? What's the problem?
Eric Kozak, I can't wait until the heat season starts. Tobin and Leroy be going at it all season. It's preseason, guys. Let's relax. Does anybody get my point? I know it's preseason. I'm a big defender of preseason doesn't matter. Unless I see the same things that ended your season last year.
Yeah, they didn't have anybody. Like, they didn't have anybody in Puerto Rico. Okay.
Somebody. So, who's going to make threes?
That's a good question.
Okay.
That is a good question.
So I'm looking at the numbers. 3 for 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anomaly, though. You would agree. That's really bad.
They've been really bad shooting a three. Yes. So you just mysteriously, when the season starts, they're going to start making shots.
You never
like,
know
nobody wants to make shots now.
Who was Duncan Robinson 5 years ago? Nobody knew.
Yeah, until he lit it up in preseason.
You know, but it took when he first came up, his first real stint in Cup of Coffee with the Heat, he stunk.
No, that was regular season. But then he came back in the preseason, and what he did in Sioux Falls, he was lighting it up.
Point stands.
Who's going to light it up? Who's lighting it up? There's nobody. They got 25 guys. Nobody can make a damn
maybe
three.
Maybe Davion keeps shooting 45% from three. He did that last year. He could keep. Maybe he could do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Norm Powell's a good shooter.
Leroy has no faith in Simone Fontecchia.
He's streaky. Last night, bad streak.
I want to streak your ass right now. What are you talking about? Streaky.
None of this sounds right right now.
I'm just saying, like, do I have legitimate concerns?
I wouldn't say they're illegitimate concerns. I think maybe you're just a little too concerned.
That for the last 2 years, nobody could make a three?
Not nobody. I mean, Tyler Herro was the number 3 3-point shooter in the league.
He's not healthy.
He'll be back.
So
Dominique Wilkins says he'll be back opening night.
The point still remains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take Tyler out of it.
Right.
They don't play 48 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is going to make threes?
We got Powell.
Powell and Wiggins, I think, can shoot the three well. But
Wiggins is an okay shooter. Decent shooter.
But the problem is we haven't seen it.
Pella is not a good shooter. No. Jaime is not a good shooter.
Precious.
Nah.
Like, let's start with the layups. I mean, do we need to play basketball with the football gloves on? It's okay. Do what you gotta do to be successful. Somebody send him some Nikes.
Did you hear that there's some more beef going on in the NFL?
Woohoo.
Your second favorite team, the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, they beefing about whether Shadur should be playing?
Mm-mm.
Woohoo.
I'll tell you about it coming up next.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.